being honest. Dr. Fingers.
I know all of you enjoyed Dr. Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And he did speak to things that pertain to eternal life. And I want to say that he was not learning. He's already found out about it. While he was talking, I thought to myself that one of the reasons why that a lot of people don't want to stick around or hang around to find their personal research is because they soon find out, you find out real soon about it too, that these people are not guessing down here. They found out that these people that get up here and speak, they know what they're talking about. They're capable of proving. And anyone that don't know, you understand? See? Now then it don't take long for them to learn. You understand? And that's just cold water on the thing. You see what I'm talking about? But they're not coming back. I'm speaking more exclusively of the mentor. You know what I mean? They're not going to stick around. Devil just can't stick around where you show him up. You understand? He just not going to stay there. Because it's just too uncomfortable for him. But as long as some of them can come around and think that you don't know, you understand, that gives me good. It's fine. And as I said before, I want everybody to realize one thing in particular, that this is not a Bible reading, scripture quoting contest. That's not what this is. Now we believe in going by the scripture. We don't go by anything else other than the scripture. But we don't want to misapply. You understand? Misconstrued. As we had here, I believe it was last Sunday night. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me say many times, now I've been classified as a bibliomaniac.
Right.
A walking Bible. I told you many, 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 many times.
That's right.
Stand it. You could just open your Bible and start reading, and without looking, I'd tell you chapter and verse where you was reading it.
That's right.
And then here one day, see, God revealed to me I didn't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It just made a monkey out of me. Get the point? Now, I had to come clean with you about that. See? Well, now, if it was true in my case, you see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know good and well I'm not going to buy it on you. You understand?
Right.
You see through what I'm talking about, don't you? So all this scripture quoting and all them different kinds of things, try to show somebody how good a memory you got and how much you know about it, that don't mean nothing. Don't mean anything. See, I tell you one thing. Solomon said it too. He said, much study is awareness of the flesh. You understand? You can read a thing and read it and read it and get so you can recite and repeat it and quote it and all them different kind of things anywhere, you understand? You see? It becomes registered and much as some policy. Of course, there is no such thing as a subconscious mind. But for the sake of explanation, we did use a term. It becomes registered in your subconscious mind. Understand? Now you think you know something. You see? Now, this is what happened to me. After having all of that in my mind, you see, I went back after I seen the vision and looked at the same verses.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, you know they didn't change. It wasn't the verses that changed. You understand? See? And I found out I read them things wrong. And I quoted them too.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, I could quote. Mm-hmm. And everybody that takes a Bible, you see, they get around to the place where they get familiar with it, see? and all like that, but that don't spell anything, preacher. Yeah. A lot of people, you've heard them say this, well, that's my uncle, that's my daddy, that's my grandfather, and that's my brother. Why, he knows a whole lot about the scriptures, you understand? Maybe they mean by that that he studied the Bible and he, you understand, he read it quite frequently and become familiar with its contents, but that don't spell he knows anything about it. No, indeed. Now that goes for the first one in the Bible. As Dr. Carroll showed you, see. Verse 1. Wrong and stop at once. And when you start out wrong, you can't hope to end up right. You see, for the most part, the preachers don't know how to, they don't even know how to study a Bible because they're realizing they know anything about it.
Right.
That's right. See, then another thing. The Apostle Paul said this. All scripture. Now, not some. Mm-hmm. See, is given by the inspiration of God. Now, anybody that get up here and read this book, and read that in the book, I don't care whether it's a Protestant or Catholic, get anybody, be atheist if you want to be, you understand? Communist, and get anything you want to make it. You understand? You've got to read that the way it's written in the book. Mm. Get the point? You say all scripture is given by, but that don't spell that he knows what all scripture is. Mm. That don't spell that he knows what Paul is talking about.
Right.
Get the point? And anything else you read in the Bible is that way. You see? Now, what we have did in this school, since it is a research, see, now, we bought up Bibles. We've got the Vulgate, now that's, or the Dowry Version, now that's Roman Catholic. Now, they insist and dogmatically contend, you understand, that this Vulgate is the closest to the original manuscripts that there is written, translated. I think you'll find it by Jerome. Mm-hmm. See? Just one man. Mm-hmm. See? You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, when King James, you see, translated the Bible, Tyndale, you understand, was the translator there, you understand? But he had a whole force of men to correct, to check behind Tyndale, see, and wrote this King James Version. Now, anybody that knows anything at all about the Bible and ever studied theology to a great extent knows that the King James Version of the Bible is better than the Vulgate.
That's right.
Get the point? But I have them to read all these various different types of Bible teaching. And every time this is the scripture lesson, as you call it, is read here in the class. You see, now the one that reads, he said, now this is not the King James Version. You understand? He tell you that it is not. Now, look, that don't mean, you see, that you are just supposed to not have no Bible and pay attention to this. You bring your King James Version, see, get it. If you don't have one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Bring your Roman Catholic Bible, anything you can pick up, bring it on down and look at it and read it, you see. Every time you read, you open your book, you understand? Don't you think because he said this is not the King James Version that you don't, you're not supposed to read. Don't think that. You see?
Right.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
So you get, if you don't have a Bible, get you one of some kind. You see, and this is a research. Now, in our researches, just like we talked about last night when we had the meeting last night, you see. Now, in this school, we're not trying to agree with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's not our objective. And then we don't care what our ancestors or progenitors believed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We're not guided and directed by that.
Right.
Get the point? And this institution is independent. It is not backed up by Roman Catholics. It is not backed up by the Protestants. You see? And people have come along and said this. You see? Said, well, I think, told Dr. Gross this one when we were over in Hollywood. Understand? Said, don't you have nothing to do with that fella talking about me. Took him back in the back and whispered in his ear, you see, Dr. Gross trying to serve him the church, you understand? And the teaching of it, he took him back and said, look, said, don't you have nothing to do with that fella? Said, I've already lost 5 or 6 jobs on the account of it, and he's a communist. Don't mind me being a communist. Now, that gross at that time been around with me somewhere around 30 years or something like that. Now, if he couldn't find out whether I'm a communist in 30 years or not, you understand? You see what I mean? Now, she just blowed in there. That's the first time she'd ever been in there, you see, and that was her judgment on it. Well, now, she's not by herself. Somebody else coming in think we're communists. Mm-hmm. You see? See? People walk up to you and say, what church do you belong to? Casing it. You understand? You see? Now, they think that's an intelligent question. Paul said, unlearn question. Avoid.
Yeah.
Why? Because they gender strife. Stir up a lot of strife. You understand? So, now, when they ask you that question, to them it's intelligent. Mm-hmm. To me it's genuinely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's why. See, if you knew what the church was,
that's right.
See, then you would understand that there's only one church for anybody to belong to.
That's right.
See? So then that makes you ask me a fool question.
Mm-hmm.
See? Then what you've got there, then when I say, well, look, if I belong to the Church of God or the Church of Christ or the Church of Yahweh, anything I say, you see, then here you come for a fight. You see? Get the point? Think that you're a little bit wrong. You see? Get the point? Now, let me see if I can get down to some things that's pretty deep with you that I studied today, looked into. Clarence Locke, into his interpretation. I didn't bring the book with me tonight. I didn't bring it. But Clarence Locke, in looking up this man of sin, the son of perdition, now, he said that he did not think that that could be the Pope. He said, since the 15th century, a lot of people thought that the man of sin was the Pope of Rome. You see, and if not him individually and personally, why then they thought that the Roman Catholic body was the papal system, you see, was the man of sin that it was spoken of in the Bible, in Revelations and also in Isaiah, and everybody spoke of. But he didn't think so. Now he went on to say why he didn't think so. And he made the contrast. And in making the contrast, I just should have brought them books. You understand? I should keep them around here all the time to convince you and to show you how men think. That's why we got these other Bibles, you see. Now, he tried to make a contrast. He said, now the man of sin, you see, over in Revelation it said, was from the bottomless pit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the contrast with Messiah, or Christ, he's from above. You see, get that?
Mm-hmm.
Then he just kept contrast going like that. You see, some 6 or 7 contrasts, why he didn't think. The man of sin, he saved from the bottom of the pit, as John said he was. Now here's what he overlooked. You see? I'm just showing you how short-sighted people are. He overlooked the fact that the spirit or the man of sin, had been cast out of heaven, you see, and shut up in the bottomless pit, you understand? And where he read about it was, he comes from the bottom, out of the bottom of the pit. But see, he missed all of this back here, you understand? And Messiah said, you understand, I beheld Satan, you understand, fall from heaven. You see what I'm talking about? Then he went on to say, Messiah said this, when he was here, and Judas was along with him, see? He said now that's what he's doing, is fulfilling the scripture. And he said this. He said, none is lost. Well, let me put it this way first. He said that, first, that I have chosen 12 of you, and one of you is a devil.
Right.
But he didn't say which one of them.
Right.
See, until he got down to the close.
Right.
You understand? That night, you understand? And he said, one of you shall betray me. You understand? Then they ask him the question, Lord, is it I? Is it me? You understand what I'm talking about? And at the supper. And now the scriptures had said, you see, he that suppeth in the dish with and lifted up his heel. Now he's fulfilling what is in the scripture. Now, no, the average person wouldn't think, you see, that the way that they were sitting at that Last Supper, you understand, was exposed even before, many, many, many years ago, you understand, and was stipulated in the scripture, you see, that setting just as it were. Now, Judas had to be sitting close enough to him to sop in the dish with him, you see, get the point? Then John, you see, he had to be sitting close enough to him to lean over on his breast.
Right.
You see?
Right.
You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's Judas on one side and John on the other.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Then Peter asked a question, you know. You understand? Lord, is it I? And they say, is it I? And fast, all right. Well, now you see, all such things, polytechnical things as that is jots and tittles in the preacher, the average theologian, he doesn't think about them. You understand? Now, what he's got in his mind is trying to learn chapters and verses. And so far as the dispensation, put it on the board, Freddie. So far as dispensations and ages, he doesn't know anything about it. Now, I said this. So now, picking up the continuity of thought now. You see, he said this. Don't think that I come to destroy, but I come to fulfill. You understand? Now, I come to fulfill. And verily, verily, I say unto you, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass until it is all fulfilled. You see, now, in this school, as far as I have any knowledge of it is concerned, and I have a pretty good knowledge of it, too. As Bishop Short said one time, he wasn't sleepy, he was around out in the world, you understand? Now, when it comes to knowing what Messiah was doing when he was in the world, and what you call reading in your New Testament, you see, you get the point? They don't know what he's doing. The big shots, the leaders of Christendom. The Pope, he don't know what he's doing. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know why he don't know what he's doing? You see? It's because it's hidden from him.
Right.
Get the point? See, he's supposed to be a deceiver. And just like Messiah said, now, I chose 12 of you and one of you is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. When he got down there, he said, now, in fulfilling the scriptures. Now listen to these things technically because they're hard to express. You see, he says, one of you shall betray me, and ask me, Lord, is it I? And so he told him, you understand, you see, about the scripture. Now that was written in the scripture back then. Now listen, he said, none is lost. See,
mm-hmm.
But the son of perdition. Well, why is the son of perdition lost? Now listen closely. That the scriptures might be fulfilled. Now the scriptures were written before he was born. In the world.
Mm-hmm.
See? And he came in the world. You understand? And he had to fulfill what's in the scriptures. The Pharisees and the scribes, they would walk up to him and ask him, by what authority do you do this and so forth and so on? And then he would say to them, you understand? Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they, the scriptures, testifies of me. Now he's fulfilling the scriptures. And everything he did, birth on, you understand, everything he did was fulfillment of the scriptures. Even his conception, see,
mm-hmm.
You understand, was a fulfillment of what was written in the scriptures. Now if they had known and understood the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
See, then they could have looked in the Bible. They could have looked in the scriptures.
Yeah.
And when I say looked in the scriptures, I don't mean Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
And they're following me, but they were not written.
Mm-hmm.
See? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they could see that the reason why he was doing what he was doing was because he was fulfilling the scriptures. You see? Now, out here in Christendom, you see, they haven't got that learned yet. And that's how they get all this quoted Bible. You see, and when you get through with it, you see, these people in their school will pick you up on that. You see, they'll pick you up on it. See, then another thing, as far as Old Testament. Now look, you study. Study what the scriptures. No! You see? To show yourself approved. You understand? A workman under God that don't need to be ashamed. You see? Now, you see, if you're not capable and qualified of reading the scriptures and applying them in the proper dispensation, then you got something to be ashamed of. You understand? It says, study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God. Now that's what you're studying for. Not to just get up and quote the Bible around and all that that he's done at Embassy Auditorium. You understand? You understand? But study to show yourself approved. Study to learn the scripture. No. What's the difference? Now he said to Timothy, same person, said, now you've known the scriptures, you see, from your youth on up. See, he studied at his mother, grandma Lois. You see, his father was a Greek and his mother was a Jew. And see, they taught him all the way up. Now he knew the scriptures. You understand? You understand? He knew what that said. You understand? But where to place it at? Or what dispensation it was? You see, how to apply it. Now that's the thing Paul is telling him to study to show himself approved. You see what I mean? Get it? Now look, you take your Bible, now look up here at me. You take your Bible and you go over here and you just find Christendom just full of this. So let us see what the blessed word of God says about it. You understand? They say, well, I'm not following Kenny, I'm following the blessed word of God. Now to him, anything that he thinks about what he reads in the Bible is right to him. As Solomon said, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. See, that's why you get all your different sects and cults and creeds. Get the point? You see what I mean? Now, then he said, well, now look here. I'm going by the New Testament. See, it never dawned on them that they don't even know what the New Testament is. It never dawned on them that this is not the Word of God. You see what I'm talking about? Now, in the school, we're trying to teach you the difference. So you come to a realization of it. You see? Now, look. Messiah said this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You understand? Now, what Moses had wrote back over here, you see, that he saw in the visions, you understand? He put it down. Now, that was coming by inspiration. Now, by inspiration, we mean that he saw in vision and heard in a vision. See? Then he puts down what he saw and heard in the vision. You understand? Now that's the words, plural. See, now the word of God is singular. You understand? Just one. You see? And you don't carry him around under your arm. You see? It's not in the book. You understand? But in you. Get the point? But that it is in the book, as Messiah said. Search the scriptures. See, now you got the scriptures and the word of God tangled up. See, you should learn the difference between the scriptures and the word of God. Get the point? Now he was the word of God himself. You understand? John said in the first chapter of St. John, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. You understand? And the word was God. Now listen, you can't do no patching up and fixing these things. You see? Now that's the way it is. You see what I'm talking about? But every time you see somebody get up and they read something other, you see, and they get so they can quote it, you understand, and refer to chapters and verses, and they got more literature and stuff out there on this market. You see, people are deceived every kind of way you can think of. You understand? Well, now here's the reason why I said that to you. I want you to know and be aware of one thing in particular, and that is that there is a positive and a negative. Deception is in this world, and it is keen, you see, in order to be a devil, you understand, or an imp, you understand? You have to be You have to be pretty smart. You to detect the devil, you certainly must have something in you to detect him. But you just can't take your behavior while it's into it. You understand what I'm talking about? Because everything that the devil employed, for example, look at him out there in the wilderness. See, he didn't go out there in the wilderness and say, look here, Bishop so-and-so, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they said this. He didn't do that. What he went out there, what he did when he went out there, said it's written.
That's right.
Talking to the Messiah, you understand? Said it's written. Yes, I understand. So you had sense enough to get at him when something was written.
That's right.
You understand? And you around here talking about something that some bishop said. You see? You get to understand? I'm not talking about Bishop Short. And if he didn't understand, and you couldn't be talking about something he said. Me too. You understand? Well, they see, the thing of it is, it don't make no difference who said it. See, you can be deceived. You see, you can be deceived by all of these different testimonies. You understand? And the devil has to be slipped. Now, I want you to know this. God, if you don't believe, I'll read. I will read. You see, God himself made the devil. Now, somebody said, now, I don't believe that. Well, now, you tell me something that was made without God making it. Now get up right where you are and prove it to me. See, of course, I know that somebody's been writing out there, you know, and saying that God didn't create the devil. You understand? As though he was an independent. You see? He made it. Now, I said that to say this. In that he built, you understand? He made his own opponent. He made his own. Well, what did he make him like that for? He made him wise. See, that's why Messiah said, now be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand? Don't be no fool. Because the devil is slick. Has to be slick. Has to be, you understand? In order to fool people or to deceive people. You understand? It looks like the real thing. It looks like it's genuine. You understand? Some of these passages that you pick up with all this scripture quoted on. You see? Now, there isn't anything wrong with the scriptures. You see? Yeah, there isn't anything wrong with that. And we don't have no dispute with what's in the Bible.
Right.
See, and there is interpolations in the Bible. That's wrong. You see, and what they usually do is this. See, I don't want to get off on the tangent. What they usually do is this. Whenever one translator comes along and make a mistake out of it, you understand? While the rest of them, in translating from that copy, and translate, they keep the air running. You see the thing? Now, if you don't know the purpose and plan, and you really don't know what it's all about, and God in you has made you wise enough. You see, you won't recognize one of them things. Mm-hmm. You want me to show you a real slick one?
Yeah.
Want me to show you a real slick one? Mark and 1 Corinthians. I'll show you a real slick one. Now, in the Holy Name Bible, that's the last almost a second original names, you understand? It was in the original, and your King James. And I'm going to show you that they brought that right over in this new, you understand? Because that translation that you got there, with the exception of the name, you see, was taken from the King James. So it's got to run in that. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think Sister Mary, that she knows what I'm talking about.
Moreover,
now, wait a minute. Now, where are you reading? See, be making a record.
First Corinthians,
15th chapter.
Moreover,
what verse are you reading?
First 1.
Now, what I want is way down there, you see, where Paul said, what Paul said in the 15th chapter of First Corinthians, where last of all he was seen of me. You understand? He was seeing of the first of the 12, the fifth verse. See, that's so he says. And then last of all, he was seeing of me. Now they say that he said there that he was seeing of the 12, the fifth verse. You see? Now Paul didn't say that. You see? Now, let me show you why it can't be that way. You see? Now, oh, go over in Mark and check that.
Afterwards.
Where you read?
Mark 16:14.
All right. Afterwards.
He appeared unto the 11.
And they sat at meat.